Good morning. Boker Tov, Chodesh Tov. Just one note again, tomorrow, because of the legal holiday, davening is at 7. So we're going to do regular daf before davening, and then at 7, whatever it is, after davening, we'll learn the Amud, the erases. We're holding Psachim, daf, Dalet. Today's Amud is Dalet and Beis. We're holding at the bottom of, towards the bottom of Dalet and Amud Aleph. We started a shayla, we're going to have three shaylas that are related to each other. We started with the first shayla yesterday, we'll just go over outside quickly. That shayla was that who is obligated to do the bedika if a person is renting out his house to somebody else for yontif? Is the landlord obligated to do bedika, or is it the renter, the tenant, obligated to bedika? So the Gemara ultimately came out, and the Gemara said that it depends who has the keys. Whoever has the keys at the time of the 14th, the night of the 14th, when the Zman Bedika takes effect, whoever has the keys, that's the one who's obligated to do the bedika. If the landlord stole the keys, he's got to do bedika. If the tenant has the keys, he has to do bedika. So we actually didn't explain yesterday, but there is Machlekes, Rashi, and Tesis. What's the lumdus of having the keys? Rashi learns giving over the keys like a kinyan. You give over the keys to the tenant, it's like he was kaina, that's a form of a kinyan. He's kaina that rights the apartment for this man, only for the skufa, for the rental period, but now it becomes his obligation to do the bedika. Tesis says no, it's simply a matter of practicality. Whoever has the keys has the power of access, which is interesting because the landlord always keeps a secondary keys for themselves. So, but the point is, power of access doesn't mean ability to get in. It means who has the right of access now, right? It's not so much a kinyan shabbat, not so much kinyan as much as right of access, power of access. So Tosfos learns it's more of a practical thing. Rashi seems to say it's more of a lamdish thing of kinyanim. Now, we did ask yesterday on that Gemara, the Gemara's shaila, the Gemara's busy with, is it the landlord's chiyuv or is it the tenant's chiyuv? Shouldn't that be totally in the machlokes Rashi Tosfos that we had right in the base of an aleph, right in the beginning of the Masechta? The mitzvah, the mishnah starts off that there's a mitzvah to bedika on Lar Basar. Rashi says why? In order not to be over on Bal Yira Bal Yamatza. The chametz in this house, if it exists, belongs to the landlord, right? So if it's a bayir or bayimatzah to get in, it would be the landlord's obligation to check. Tosfos understood what's the reason why you do bedika. Basically, Gemara later, shem yisagluska, maybe you're going to find a nice cake, a nice cracker, and you may be tempted to eat it. So even though you mevatel it, you may be tempted to eat that chametz on Pesach, and therefore you have to do bedika. That would be a chayiv on the one who's living in the apartment. So it should be pretty clear, the mer shayil should be totally, which obviously can't be the case. And the mechlekes rashi Tosfos, that's a question we just mentioned yesterday off the bat, yes. No. So Tosfos kasha that Yishmi Balta wouldn't be an option of here. But the point is, what's the idea behind the abundance? You could say, Alex is saying very good. Alex is saying that perhaps, according to Tosfos, it shouldn't be a concern even for the tenant, because Shem Yisagluz Giyafa would be a concern if you own it. If you don't own it, I'm not going to eat Yenim's food, even if it looks delicious, I'm not going to eat it. So if I see Yenim has a nice piece of crack, a piece of cake in his cabinet, and it's Pesach, I'm not going to eat it because I'm not right to it because I don't own it. Okay, interesting svara, but the bottom line is, either way, we don't want to make the shaila of the Gemara totally in the Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. We want to have the shaila fit, the both studs fit according to both, and essentially that's what the Achronim answer. They give the answer, all the Achronim by this Kasha. We point out yesterday, we didn't give the names, Pei Shuach, Sam Sefer, Shash, Rabbi Chanan. They give different answers, but we'll pick the one more, with a simple general answer, which crosses a couple of the Achronim's Mahalchim, and that is that Rashi and Tosfos argue what is the idea behind the Takana. But they both agreed each other as far as. We already had the Ran. The Ran wanted to plug in Rashi with Tosfos around the face where he said. The Ran says Rashi. Rashi say about Rabbi Matzah. Rashi, of course, also agrees the Gemara brings up the Svara of Shem Mugum Sigluskiyafa. Rashi doesn't argue the Gemara. Step one, step two. There's issue of Rabbi Matzah. And there's also an issue of maybe you'll find a nice piece of cake and you may come to eat it. Rashi's masking the concern of eating just like the concern of owning. Both are concerns. So the point of the idea of the Achronim is really twofold. Number one, that they are arguing, Rashi says, what was the reason behind the original Takana? But once the Takana was made, then how the Takana plays out, put into effect for the landlord's component or for the tenant's component, that shaila could be asked on either one of them, even if the reason for the takana may be one reason or another. How would the chamish shelzach ice the takana, how they played it out could still vary. On top of which, again, some of the other chayim suggest that Rashi and Tosfos, they may agree to each other's svaras. They were arguing what was the ikar reason for the takana, but they both agreed to each other's svaras, and therefore both svaras would be negeah, and therefore the shaila could still be. In fact, again, the Emor's answer we already spoke this out. The Emor's answer was that whoever has the keys at the time of the 14th, when the 14th of night starts, that's the one who's obligated in the bedika. So next Gemara Shaila. Boy mine Rav Nachman Reitzlik. Hamaska b'eschavei b'abasar, cheskasa b'adlik ayin cheskas b'adlik. One who rents a house from his friend on the 14th. He rents it on the 14th, and now he wants to know, does he have to assume the house was not checked? Or can he presume it was checked already? L'may nafkamina, L'shaili, ask the Gemara, what's the difference? Just ask him. Why should you rely on assumptions? Just ask the guy you rented it from. Gemara says, very practical answer. So l'shaili. So the guy rented it, he showed up at the house, and now I can't get a hold of him, and now he doesn't know. Should he be busy himself and be doing a bedikah now for the next couple of hours, or could he be saying that the bailam already did, the landlord already did bedikah? Amru Rav Nachman, he can't get a hold of the landlord to verify. Obviously, if he can get a hold of the landlord, he could ask him, Eirechlam Bisurim, especially Drabanan, and he could certainly ask him and trust what he says, but he can't get a hold of him. So what does he do? Tanisua, we have a riot for the following brisa. All are believed to testify, so to speak, to give us to notify us that bir chametz was done. Even nashim avadu ketanim, they're normally not neman to give over a information. They're believed over here. Now, my time amni, why would they be believed? Top on base, la mishim de chesvas badek. The Gemara assumes the reason why they believe is because of chesvas badek. To kasevra kol chaver made some b'dikas chametz. Everyone is a chaver. Everyone's knowledgeable about the mitzvah of b'dikas chametz. Everyone knows it's an obligation, and therefore, even nashim avadu ketanim are believed to say that it was badek because anyway. Essentially, what we're saying is we're not really relying on them anyway, which is Minmar's Kasha and Chap Yossi. Yeah, the Mar's going to ask your Kasha in a second. That then why he's saying Hakol Nemanim, even Nashim Avadu Ketanim. What we're saying essentially is they're not Neman. We just trust with that. Okay, the Mar will get there. But the Mar is saying the Chayitz are right. Because Badek, and you wouldn't have to do Bedika. To Tanya, the Mar just showing a proof to the idea of a Chaver is very diligent with his obligations. The Tanya Chaver Shemes, a Chaver that dies, a learned person that dies. V'nich Megura Melepes, he left over a warehouse full of Paris. The halacha is afilu heim b'nei Yemen. Even if the produce was all stacked up in the warehouse that day, harei mecheskes b'sukanim. The mecheskes they're ready b'sukan. He doesn't wait. He doesn't delay. He's makdim the mitzvahs. He has his tevel in front of him. He takes trumas and maaser right away. So it's mecheskes. You can go eat from it. Mecheskes that's not tevel. Mecheskes that's chulin because the chaver already took trumas and maaser because he doesn't leave it. So too, everyone's chaver not like trumas and maaser, but like b'dikas chametz. And therefore, presumably, we say it's mecheskes badek, and that's why we believe even avad mashkanim. But to our shaila, the tenant would be able to skip the b'dikas. And I do it relying on the fact that the landlord did a bedika. Says the Gemara Mamai, Tom Shariacha, Bashim de Karmihani. No, maybe over here the reason is because you have the Nashim Avadu Ketanim. Maybe in our case, our Shaila was, Stamaz, the guy's not sure if bedika was done. No one's testifying that it was done, so maybe Bas, you'd have to be worried. Over there, the reason why we consume it was done is because you at least have a Shaita, Kat, and Isha saying that the bedika was done. Says the Gemara, what is the help that they're saying? Their members. Play no Allah grow. Auto Amir Dahanu, meeting Shashis Bay. The Amir of these people, the Shaita, the Isha, the was the Khirish, I forgot the three people. What was it? I don't know. It was the Nashim Ketam Avadim, the Eved, the Katan, the Isha. Is their statement, does it have any value for us in terms of whether we believe it was Baduk or not? Gemara says, Elamai, 1 second. So the Mar goes the other way now. Now here's the question that I think was bothering you before. Elamai, the Cheskes HaBadek. What are you going to say? The reason why we trust, I'm putting in quotations, because I don't really trust. The reason why we trust the testimony of the Isha, the Eved, the Katan, that the house was checked is because we just have a Chazak that was checked anyway. Nothing to do with the testimony. Then, ask the Gemara, Hayakal Namanim, why are we saying Lashon? Everyone's believed to say that, nothing to do with everyone's believed to say that it was checked. All houses are becheskes that they were checked. Not that we believe the avadim, nashim, and ketanim that they were checked. No. We don't believe them. Their testimony plays no role to us. It's the fact that it's becheskes badek. That's what the Baishir said. Says the Gemara, Elamai, Mishim Amir Dhani. Gemara goes back and says, 1 second. So you want to really rely on the Amira of these nashim, Ketanim and Avadim, hold on, Mihani, loy, but if they wouldn't be saying a testimony, then we wouldn't say it's Cheskes Badek, Tif Shemineh Dei Cheskes Badek. So if anything, be right the other way. The Gemara now is mamish flipping the opposite direction. The Gemara went to first say, it's Cheskes Badek, and that's how we could believe these people. The Gemara says, but it doesn't make sense, because then you're not believing them. It's Cheskes Badek, so why would you say a nusach of even they're believed? So Mar says, okay, fine, so have it your way. They're being believed. Whatever reason they're being believed, we're not sure, but if they're being believed, that means without them, you'd say it's not badak, which means it would be becheskes ain't a badak. So being right the other way, says Mar Loi. Leila Memelach, no, I'll tell you as follows. Leila Memelach, cheskes badak. I'll tell you really the chazak is that it is badak. Hachamai eskinan. Here we have normally a regular house is cheskes badak. Hachamai eskinan. And what case we're talking about in this price, the mechuskalan delay badak. We have a case where there's a reason to assume the owner did not do a badika. The karmahani badikne. And these people say, we checked it ourselves. The Avadim, Nashim, Ketanim say, we checked it ourselves. I would have thought to say, at the Rabbanan, don't believe them. We don't trust them. Normally, they're not considered Kasher Edom, so we wouldn't believe them here either. Kamash, what's the Chiddush? Kamash Milan, Kiva the Bedikas Chametz, but Rabbanan Nisim told him Bedikas Chametz is a Gzer Dabbanan. It's a Takana, Bedikas Chametz, Midaraisa, Bebitu Ba'al Masagila, because Midaraisa, all you have to do is Bittul, it's really Taisis Kash on the, right in the first word of the Bzechta, on Rashi. You don't have to do Bedika, just do Bittul, Taisis Shamitz, Guskafa. But really make her a din, Bittul's enough, you don't go to Bedika, the Rabbanan Masakin Bedika. Since the whole thing is Takana, Rabbanan, Hemiru Rabbanan, Bittu Rabbanan. The Rabbanan gave it a Nemanis to Avadim, Tiktanim, Tanashim, Legabi, this Dindra Rabbanan Bedika to say that their checking is sufficient. So we're coming like this. We have no Raya to our Shiloh Chesed's Badek. Maybe normal house is Chesed's Badek. Maybe it's not. We don't know. This particular house we're talking about by this Baisa was a house that it was known, it was understood to not have been checked. The landlord left in a hurry, in a bali, wasn't expecting to leave. He rented out last minute. He did not do Badika. And Nashim Rabbanan could come and say, we did do Badika. Can we trust with Badika? And the Chiddush says, yes, we can. And now it fits very well the words. Afilu Avad Mashkatanim are believed, meaning they're believed that they did the Badika themselves. And why are they believed? I normally do not believe. They're believed over here because, even though normally I believe as a test, as witnesses, they're believed over here because it's holding the Badika's Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan believe with the Rabbanan. Taish just points out, obviously, that should be bothering everyone over here. Who does the Badika's Chametz in most of our houses? The Badika, actually, the Badika, the husband makes the bracha, whatever. Who's done the checking? We don't check our houses. We're supposed to do a check over the entire house as quickly as possible on the Leil Badika, but really we have much larger houses than back in the day, and the derech of the Velt to clean now is you clean for the weeks before, and who oversees it at least, whether they do it themselves or whether they have help doing it with them, who oversees the cleaning of the majority of houses? It's the wives. It's the wives. And here we're saying that Nashim, the Mamish, the only reason they trust is because we're Darbanan, and we're treating them like Tanim, like Avanim. So Taisa already jumps in, already back in the times of Shani, and Taisa says, this idea, this notion that we're saying that Nashim won't be believed, first of all, Avad and Nashim are believed. Normally, Erech Nabisurim, who feeds you your food at night? Anisha, right? She typically, again, I don't want to get into gender politics over here, but typically the wife is preparing the food, and we trust everything comes out of our kitchens are kosher. Why? Because Avada Nashim I believe, Erecham Yisurim. So Avada Nashim would normally believe. The Vardo Vietai says is that it's a big tircha to clean the house, to clean the house is a big tircha. Since it's a big tircha to clean the house, therefore we're concerned that maybe Nashim, who weren't as familiar with halachas, maybe would be lax. So therefore, there was a concern. Says Aruch HaShulchan, but really, the thing is, Tam is like, Nashim are not believed. Normally, the guy B'Stam Yisrim, Avad HaNashim would be believed. Says Aruch HaShulchan, and this is something that we all know, that in our days, if anything, it's opposite. Who is more particular about making sure there's no crumbs? Again, there's no blanket rule in every single house in the world, but as a general rule, Nashim are much more particular these days than the men. So if anything, if the Gemara was not that halacha changes, but that's a betzias, it's based on fact. Who is more careful? Meaning, once we've established Nashim are for sure Neman on this thing, the question is this, that maybe they were more lax because they weren't as knowledgeable. Bezman Azeh, Nashim are, if anything, more machmer. They go with Fibishus Adin, Adraba. They check, they clean the tiniest crumbs. We spoke already on the first day that spring cleaning is not particular chametz. They clean out to make sure there's not a speckle, there's not a crumb. Because if you don't have a kazayas of crumbs together in one spot, it's not really a problem. But Nashim are machmer for that for sure. They're more machmer than the men, and therefore, on the contrary, this idea that Nashim wouldn't be believed would not be in a given Zarazeh. Of course, they'd be believed as much as men. That would be a davar pasha. Okay, Ibayla, Shaila, Hamaskir bias lechaveray becheskas badek. What if a person rents a house to his friend bechazaka that was already checked? So he rented, he got a rental, and the assumption was that the badika was already done. Well, matzah shena badek, and when the tenant arrives, he finds that there wasn't badek. Mahu miave kemekatayis loy. Is that grounds for mekatayis to say that I rented this is not the deal that we signed up for, and therefore I want to refund my money, or no, or do we say that the tenant can't use that as an excuse? The ideal lechera is whether, and the Gemara is going to connect it to whether or not a person wants to do a mitzvah with his mom. I mean, how much does the person want to do mitzvah himself? So do we say that the fact that it was a false premise to this rental, it's automatically the tenant has a right to opt out? Or do you say, no, no, no. He would be happy if it was badak, but he also be happy to do badika himself because people like to do mitzvahs themselves. They want to do the badika themselves. That's the shayla. And therefore, even though he expected to be badak, it's not a grounds to assume that that would be reason to break out of the deal. It's not enough of a mekartoyas. Tashema. Damar Abaye. Leim Abaye ba'asra d'le'avi agra u'badku. Abaye says, not only, and it's interesting, Tashema, this is not, normally Tashema often is a riot for me. We bring brayos from Mishnayos, from brayos here. It's actually a memra from Abaye answering the shaila. So, Tashema the Amr Abaye. Let me buy basud le'avi agra ubadku. Not only in a place where people don't pay for someone else to do bedika, meaning each person does bedika themselves, they don't pay other people to go bedika in the half. They don't third party it out. The nichlein lin shemitzvah mitzvah gufei. that we still have a concept that a person is nichatu mitzvah with his guf. Elafilu basra. In such a place, we clearly have a concept that city is anaga is people want to do the mitzvah themselves and not farm it out to somebody else. So for sure, over there in that place, he can't claim I don't want to do bedika, and therefore it's makatayas. Elafilu basra diavi agra. Even a place where people do pay others ubatku. A person is nicha to a mitzvah with his money, so therefore, even in that case, he can't claim makartayis. You know why? You know what you do? Just hire someone to do the bedikah for you, because we have a concept that a person wants to have his money being used for mitzvah. That concept overrides the fact that he would have rather had the bedikah done adrabah. He gets to chap the mitzvah, and it's mitzvah drabanan, not mitzvah raisa. He gets to chap the mitzvah drabanan of doing the bedikah. At the end of the day, he's doing the bedikah now. He has the opportunity. It's not a chore, and therefore, unless it was very clear, the guy said, I'm renting it on the condition that it's budlik. If it's not budlik, I don't want this rental. Unless he goes that vite, we say even though it was rented with the presumption that it was budlik, it was understood, it was supposed to be budlik, and it wasn't delivered properly, it's not enough to get out of a deal because we assume the guy wants to do the mitzvah either with his guf or with his mamon, he wants to do the mitzvah. It's not awesome. On that idea of doing mitzvah with one's guf, nichle, so there's an interesting shayla, Shulchan Aruch discusses that the halacha is a person, if you come to shul, and you don't have talis tefillin, you're allowed to borrow someone's talis tefillin. Why? Because you consume nichle adam lemev mitzvah money. People want that their money should be having a mitzvah done to it. So people want their talis tefillin to be used. However, Shogun says that, but it depends what type of item. An item that gets usage can wear it out, can ruin it. That we don't say that. So let's say by svarim, we wouldn't say that. By svarim, which can get worn out, we wouldn't say nichle adam. The person obviously wants people to learn, but he doesn't want to. Necessarily safe to get worn out, and if we can't rely on the chazaka to use someone's safe that permission. What's interesting is that's the halacha Shulchan Aruch. The Achrayim later point out that probably today it's exactly opposite, because back in the day it was hard to come by svarim. It was very hard to come by svarim. They were more brittle. They would crack. They would get dry. Over today, our paper, our svarim, lasts quite long, and they're also much more easily replaceable for the most part. So therefore, as a general safer, you can want to borrow guys' bava kama. Very few people are makbid that someone else shouldn't touch their bava kama, right? Other rabbi use it. More people use it, the better. First of all, it won't get used up. It won't get worn out. They're made pretty well. Second of all, even if it does, you can replace it. It's not the biggest deal. Nichle adam mitzvah mamon. Whereas tasa tefillin, not so much because it gets used up. It's just people are a little more germaphobe these days. A little more, you know, someone else is going to sweat in the tasa tefillin. I'm not saying everyone, many people, most people, if you ask them, would certainly allow if you ask them. But you know, if it's not, you don't have the chazak anymore, that for sure they'd want to use it. So, interestingly enough, Shulchan Aruch is passing that. But again, there's another case, just like we said a minute ago about the Nashim, the Gabi Bedika. We're not saying the halacha didn't change. The halacha has been the same. The halacha is, if someone would be happy for you to use it, you could use it. If they're not happy, you can't use it. The metziah has changed. It used to be Talas Tefillin, people were more happy with people using them as farm, and now the metziah has likely changed, and if anything, it would be opposite. Okay, let's just see a drop further. Really, I know we're at a good spot to stop, but let's start the next Gemara. The Gemara is going to bring multiple sources. How do we know that the Zman that one can only eat chametz is Chatzais? We'll just start it. We'll start the Gemara, and we'll see most of the Rayas and Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. Tanasim. Rameir Eimer. Eichel Kachamish Meir says, you're allowed to eat chametz the entire fifth hour of Erev Pesach for Serv Petzichel Shesh. And you burn the chametz at the beginning of the sixth hour, so by Chatzais, you have to make sure by Chatzais it's totally gone. Rabbi Daimer, a little more chamer. Eichel Kachamish, you eat chametz the whole fourth hour. Toilin Kachamish, fifth hour, you hang. You no longer eat chametz, but you don't have to burn it yet. He's masking when's the burning. Serv Petzichel Shesh, you burn it at the beginning of the sixth hour. But what do you see? The Klav Mamiya, everyone seems to agree, Bar Meir and Rabbi both agree, chametz Meshesh Asmal Asr, the Isr of chametz starts from Chatzais from 6 hours on into the day. Menolan, we understand that you're not supposed to have chametz Pesach. Erev Pesach by Chatzais is 6 hours early before Pesach, six Shazmanis before Pesach. How do we know that the Issa Chametz is from then? Both the mayor and Rebuda are in agreement. What's the source? So we're going to have, if I remember correctly, roughly six sources. Let's just start the first one. Amar Abaye, Trei Koy Ksiv. I have two psukim in the Torah. Ksiv Shuz Yam Sar Le Matzvatei. Chametz says 7 days don't find Sar in your house, which is Mashpat Tafka during the seven, you won't get Chametz in the house during the 7 days of Pesach. But then it says, on the first day, eliminate the sar from your house, which is mashma. On the first day, get rid of it, which sounds like you may have had a little chametz in your house for part of the first day. You're only getting rid of it on the first day. How can, it's a stira. Can you not have chametz the entire 7 days of Pesach? Or the first day, you still have chametz in your house? It says, Gemara, Be'ema. Okay, it's not, sorry. The rabbi's abras labir, the pasuk coming to say the second pasuk is not talking about the yarmishin doesn't mean the first day of Pesach, which is the simple type of the pasuk. We're teaching yarmishin to mean erev Pesach. Ach yarmishin, there is a day taka that you should get rid of the chametz. What's the day you get rid of the chametz? Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, you split, and we say half the day is okay, half the day not. Therefore, the chametz has to be gone by chatzayis. Ask the Rav Eimel Rabbis Leil Chavisha Asu Lebir. Maybe it's coming to include the ready to destroy the chametz on the 9th and 15th. Slagat Chamina Yamim Ksev Yamim In Leilas Lai Kamash Blan Afu Leilas. Maybe as simple as this. Maybe just coming to include the 15th. 15th is Pesach already, right? Not the 14th. Leil the 15th. That Pesach, you have to get rid of the chametz even from the night before. Not the 15th in the morning by day. The night before, you have to get rid of the chametz. Maybe that's what's coming to include, but not Erev Pesach. Says Mar Hulet Chlei. We don't need a teaching for that. Why? The top of Ham and Olive, the Iskash Hashpasa Sa'ar Lachil's Chametz, because the Torah compared getting rid of Sa'ar to eating Chametz, the Isra of having Sa'ar to the Isra, the din of Achil's Chametz, but Achil's Chametz Chitz Matzah, and Achil's Chametz is compared to Achil's Matzah. And we know Achil's Matzah, of course, the mitzvah is already at night, the night of, that's the Iker mitzvah of eating matzah the first night of Pesach. So to the Isra of Chametz, eating Chametz the first night of Pesach, and therefore the din of getting rid of the Sar would also already be the first night of Pesach. The Gemara says, Hashpasar lachil Chametz, where's the comparison? Chsiv, Shivisham Sarli, Matzah Vatechem, Kichol Eichel Machmetzes Vinech. So clearly in the same passage we're comparing Sar destruction to Achil's Chametz. And then, don't eat any matzah. Don't eat any chametz. And only mashvizechem eat matzahs. Uchsev, and we're in this besecht, we'll have other drushas on that comparison of chametz to matzah. Uchsev, uchsev by matzah, bevtech matzahs. And by matzahs, like you pointed out, it says bevtech matzahs, the ikka mitzvah of matzah, the whole Pesach, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. There's a mitzvah, the more matzah you eat, the more mitzvahs you get. The Leil Pesach, there's a chiv to eat matzah, the Erev Pesach. So there's for sure a chiv. The night of Erev means the night of Pesach, there's a chiv to eat matzah, which means there's a chiv to eat, not eat chametz, which means there's a chiv to get rid of sar as well at night. So the Mars is fine. Damil Rabbis Abbas Labir. Murnakus goes fine. Who told you chatzais by day? Maybe we're saying already the night before you gotta get rid of the chametz, the 14th that night. By Yem Ksiv says by day. Aim Mitzafer, maybe for the morning. Ach chilek. Ach is mechalik. Ach says we split only half the day. Tafka from chatzais. Ach tells me mechalik. So from chatzais and on is chametz asr and Erev Pesach. From the pasuk of Ach Biyam Arisha, that's Adrasha. Ach Biyam Arisha tells me that from chatzais and on, chametz is asr. We'll just stop with. We'll stop. Well, you know, stop over here because the Gemara is going to continue in this conversation of Rishon being Erev Yontif, and we have Achas Chiluk. We'll pick up here tomorrow. Hashem, Avkad Chaydish, have a wonderful day.